for openers today, let me just give you a little food for thought you can chew on. But there's a lot of people still crying separation of church and state, themselves having no educational background on why they say it. They just parrot it because they've heard it so many times from other people that they feel it must be true. That's the consensus syndrome. But saying separation of church and state is like saying we must separate Yahweh's family morals from his civil morals and give the power of determining the civil morals to corrupt politicians. Think about that. That's exactly what happens when you agree to accept the phrase separation of church and state. I say this so that now you can see why separation of church and state is not a good idea. Because we gave all the civil morals, the civil laws, to corrupt politicians. And look what they're doing to us. They're corrupting our once biblical social system with satanic morals. Some of you that are closer to me understand that the internet is being swallowed up on us, just as I've been warning for 20 years would happen, which is why I pushed so hard that we push the hard copies, because it's coming to that point now. The state side of the separation of church and state has decided they don't like Yahweh's morals, not only in the civil sense, but now they're even making sure that they can even erase Yahweh's morals in a family sense. And I'm sure I don't need to get into that with most of you who understand what they're doing to us. But they're shutting down the internet. The past couple days, BitChute, one of the platforms we upload to, the banks have frozen all their assets, closed their accounts, taken their money, stolen their money, and the BitChute people are having a heck of a time struggling to keep their platform up and running. You see, the Satanists are feeling unwanted as we are waking up. So they're lashing back in a temper tantrum. Rather than correct themselves and realize they've been wrong and repent, as most normal people would do in understanding the truth of a loving God and his mercies, and I'm talking about the underlings, they continue to go forward because they fear the couple of families way up top and what might happen to them. Well, the people in Yeshua's time and a couple hundred years after that would rather be sent to the lions than stay in the stands with Caesar, supporting Caesar's corrupt morals. But the Satanists are feeling very unwanted now because a lot of us are waking up to how corrupt and evil those people really are. And just like Marina Abramovich cried because nobody liked her evil, wicked things that she was doing, having her feelings hurt because nobody liked her disgusting, as she called it, artwork that she used blood and everything else with, the Satanists all have that same kind of an attitude. They don't understand why we, who they are murdering, don't like their morals, don't like their ways of living and running the world. So those of us who've seen the light a long time ago and decided to get out of the system, we've got a lot of peace in our hearts because we know we're heading in the right directions. A lot of us have not been just uploading to the platforms that are still working for us, but we've also been doing just as the Bible commanded us to do, which is to go ye out unto all the world, preaching the gospel unto every creature. In other words, don't just sit in your house and send messages out, but get out there yourself and talk to people. Corbett has been saying that along with me for almost as many years as I have, for the 15 years or so that he's been doing what he's doing. He's been saying the same thing. Save everything, he's been saying. Hard copies. Store stuff on external hard drives. Push DVDs a lot.
There is a part that we all have to play in this. There are some simple steps that we can all start doing today. Just very simple steps that seem so trivial, but really can help to preserve this information. And I know because this very much speaks to the work that I've been doing for the past 13 years at CorbettReport.com. It's a simple command to follow, but let's follow it. Save everything. Save all of those important documents that you come across online, text, video, audio. If it is important, if you think this is information that you would want to know in the future, Save it. Save a copy of it. It is incumbent on all of us to learn how to save a video from, say, YouTube, or to save it, save an audio stream, or to save information, an article, to your hard drive, a copy that you actually have access to, that you can access later when and if that information is scrubbed online. I cannot stress how important this is, because as I say, over the years, please go back through the corporatereport.com archives, go to a podcast I released a year ago, let alone a decade ago, and try to go through, as I always do. I link up the source documents of everything that I'm talking about, the videos, the articles. I always link them up, but the further back in the archives you go, the more and more you will find broken links, missing information. This video has been scrubbed from YouTube. That happens. It just happens. And so thankfully, I have saved a lot of very important information to external hard drives that I have physically sitting here that I can access later. And I have done that, as I sometimes do. I take some of my old podcast episodes and give them to Brock West to make into videos that I can release as new videos on my channel. Sometimes there are videos and other things that from that podcast that aren't available online anymore. But luckily, I have that information saved. So I can give it to Brock, and we can continue to perpetuate that information. I cannot tell you how many times that has happened over the years, and increasingly frequently, unfortunately. Another sort of more meta way to approach this is that we need to stop using these controlled platforms, or at least stop using them exclusively, because it is self-evident at this point that YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, these are enemy weapons information systems. So there, we can influence this. We do have a part to play in it. And on the meta level, I also want to throw out the warning that this technology itself is changing and is going to be deliberately changed in order to try to weed out our ability to save information. At least at this point, we have control over the devices we're using to some extent. We can refine search results and go to different platforms and try different things, and we can save information to our hard drive. But in the future, we will not be using desktop, laptop, even pad-like computers. We'll be having hearables and wearables and this other Alexa-type devices where you don't get control over anything. You say, Alexa, tell me what happened on 9/11, and Alexa reads you the Wikipedia entry, and that's it. That's your sum total of ability to access this information in the Library of Alexandria. The access points to this library are being winnowed. We must reject that. Do not accept, do not buy, do not purchase with your own money technology that is going to be used limit your access to the Library of Alexandria. Do not accept it when they say, oh, it's okay, we're in the 5G Internet of Things, always connected world of tomorrow. You don't need a hard drive anymore. All you need is just a device that will interface with the cloud, and everything will be stored on the cloud. There is no cloud. There is only someone else's computer. That is all the cloud is. So don't leave it up to someone else. Don't worry, they've got it saved somewhere, somehow. No, we must make sure that we retain that control. So do not aid the people who want to control access to the Library of Alexandria in that quest by purchasing these limited technologies that they are going to be rolling out. There's much more to say, but I just want to start with those very basic baby steps, which we can all start doing today. Save information. You may be the person who saves an important document for the future. You may be the equivalent of stuffing those plays of Aeschylus into the mummy that will be found by a future generation. Maybe not quite so dramatic, but at any rate, it is important. It is work that we can all be doing today. And I want to leave on this note. Think about the incredible irony, given what we've just talked about, that the heroes, the universally acknowledged and understood heroes of 9/11, that everyone, whether they believe the official story hook, line, and sinker or not, understands to be the heroes of 9/11, were the firefighters, the people who rushed into the burning buildings to save other people at the risk of their own lives, and for 343 of them, at the expense of their own lives, trying to save others that day. The firefighters, the ones who were held up as the heroes as long as it was politically convenient to do so anyway. And of course, get them onto the pile to dig up the gold from the WTZ vaults. But once that's found, get them off the pile and forget about them. They're just political props, as used by Mayor Giuliani and other politicians in a cynical ploy. And we've seen the way that their health effects have continued to plague them over the years, from the toxic dust that they were inhaling at the time that the EPA and Christine Todd Whitman told them was safe to breathe, because that's the way the empire treats its heroes as soon as they become politically inconvenient. But at any rate, the firefighters were brave heroes who did rush into burning buildings to save other people. And now here we are, two decades later, and we are now the firefighters. We are carrying on the legacy of those people who were rushing into the burning buildings to save others. We are trying to save information that could ultimately change the course of human civilization. So I hereby deputize each and every one of you today. You are now a firefighter. The Library of Alexandria is on fire. Let's save it. Thank you for your time.
Recommended reading and viewing. Discounts on Corbett Report DVDs. Discounts on Corbett Report DVDs. Discounts on Corbett Report DVDs.
And just recently, Whitney Webb put it in some interesting words, and let me play that for you. Here's a clip from a recent interview with Whitney Webb.
Well, the government wants to define what is true and what is not. I wrote a recent article about that in explaining some of the calls to basically make it such. And it's you know, even if they try and do that and they try and say this is the state, you know, the state is defining truth. And if you deviate from that, you are inciting violence and all of that. But the problem is people at a visceral level gravitate toward the truth. Mm-hmm. So they hear it and they're like, oh, that makes sense. Or they look at the sourcing. Mm-hmm. Or they investigate for themselves and they realize what is true and what is not. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the state and Silicon Valley, there's really not that much space between them, to be honest, at this point. You know, they can try and censor and manipulate and whatever, but ultimately people are going to gravitate towards what is true. And there's going to be a point where they're not going to be able to really, the tools they have now will not work. And I think a lot of that is that time will come once people stop trying to use these platforms that they are manipulating and start just going out and talking to people they know. We have to get offline and we have to do it quickly. Maybe even get back, you know, in circulating in print stuff that's printed. I mean, we really have to stop being so dependent on these platforms that they're obviously manipulating. I think everyone knows about it, or they're censoring people from, and they're using it to profile you. You know, stop giving them your data and start getting in the real world and telling people what's what. I mean, they may call you crazy, but the stakes are too high to not do it. That's how I feel.
Folks, we've got to get out there, and we've got to talk to our neighbors. We've got to start passing out DVDs. There's several groups of people that follow us and take our DVDs that are also duplicating and spreading them, including our team in Australia, and especially that team down under, where I encourage everybody in Australia, please give those folks all the attention they deserve. They're working hard to save your nation, your freedoms, and your souls. We strongly suggest you do the same in your neighborhood, because it is going to be that we're stuck talking only to our local people here very soon when they shut everything down, transportation-wise and communication-wise. That's coming now, too. It's going to come to a point where you're not going to be allowed out of your town.
I mean, the model's already sort of been out there. They fielded it in the UK recently. You can't drive out of your district and all of that stuff. It's going to be much more controlled, the freedom of movement. Well, it's not really going to be freedom of movement. It's going to be controlled movement.
If we don't start pulling our own weight, and all of you keep on thinking that the very few people like Dwayne are going to stop all this, you've got another thing coming. The Father will snatch us up, protect us, not in some rapture, but just protect us, while everyone else who wouldn't stand with him and had their napkins buried in the ground are going to have to suffer along with all of those who are causing this mess in the first place. The story of the talents. Are you getting out there and gaining new talents for the Father, new converts to his system of law and justice? Or are you just sitting in your house, crossing your fingers and hoping that the few people like Dwayne are going to actually stop this for you? Go ye out unto all the world, preaching the gospel to every creature, is a command. It's called the Great Commission. It's our job. We are servants. we are workers, employees of the Father's commission on us. We've been contracted to do His bidding, to preach His gospel, whereby then He pays everybody at the end of every day with peace, love, and the confidence that we are truly walking in His light, and that we shall have a great reward when this is over. So as I prepare to go out in the freezing cold again today, 15 degrees here and winds 15 miles an hour, passing out DVDs and talking to people, even giving out Bibles again, I ask our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, Son of the living God Yahweh, that some of you will do the same and start realizing there's no more time to sit back and hope that the Duanes in this world are going to fix things for you. I'm praying for all of you. Your lives are worth just as much to me as my own. Blessings to you all. The love.